Okay, good evening. Today's Amud in Maseches Brachos is Vav 6a. We just found out that we are going to be beginning about two-thirds of the way down the page. The first, the last of the skinny lines on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. It starts with Rav Huna. Okay, so the Gemara tells us Rav Huna. I'm going to try to keep it. I think Rav Silva tries to do it at 25 minutes, right? Is that the max? What time do we finish? 9:25? Okay, I have 20 minutes left. Okay, Rav Huna takifu le arba mea dani techamra. Rav Huna was a wine dealer, a wine salesman, and unfortunately he had 400 barrels of wine that went bad. Ola gabri b'Yehuda achua d'Rav Sala chasida v'rabanan v'amri la Rav Ada barahava v'rabanan. So he went to speak to one of his rabbis. That was what people did back then. When they faced a tremendous financial loss, they tried to figure out, what did I do wrong that caused me to deserve this? So it wasn't clear which set of Rabbanim he went to, but he went to a set of Rabbanim. Amulei, they said to him, L'ayin mar b'milei, you should probably look into your actions and see what you're doing, which is incorrect. Amar lahu, he said to them, Umicha shidna v'naychu, are you actually accusing me of acting improperly? What are you, in other words, what are you suggesting when you're telling me that I should really check into my actions? What is it that you think that I did wrong? So they just answered him as a good, typical Jew, answered his question with an answer, and they said, Amrulei, Michashid Kutchabrichu Da'avit Nida Blodina. Let's flip the script over here. You're saying it can't be that we should accuse you of doing something wrong. Are you actually accusing a Kadosh Baruch Hu of making you face such steep financial loss and there's no reason for it? So Amar Lahu, he said to them, "Iikama d'shmiya laimilsa. If anybody has anything negative to say about me, lema, go ahead. I'm listening. I'd like to hear what you have to say." Amar Lahu, they said to him, "Hachi shmiyalan. There's the rumor that we heard. Delo yav mar shabisha laarisa. You haven't been paying your sharecropper. That's what people are saying. People are saying people work for you for a percentage, and you are not paying the proper percentage to these people. So maybe that's the reason why you're losing your money, because you owe people money." Amar Lahu, he said to them, "Mika shavikli midiminei hakagun of lekule. I don't owe the guy anything. The guy steals from me constantly. The guy's constantly taking stuff from me. That's why I didn't pay him, because he's taking stuff from me without permission." So Amru Le, they said to him, "Hanu dami inchi." This is where the saying comes from that people say, "Basar ganva genov." The time and time. In other words, first of all, you're not allowed to steal from a thief. It might be that a person is stealing from you. Maybe he's stealing from you, but this really opens up the door to a sugya called Avid Inish Dina Denafshe. Does a person have the right to take the law into their own hands? And the answer you almost always is no. You don't have permission to take the law into your hands. If someone steals from you, there's a process on how to get that money back. But to go ahead and steal from them is just as improper, and therefore they were telling him, ultimately, that is your problem, that you are not paying your sharecropper. Amar Lahu, Kabilna, Kabilna Alai, Diavule, I accept it on myself. I'm going to pay this guy the money. So now, after he paid him up, Ika de Amri, Hadar Chala, Vahavichamra, a next tap happened. His wine switched from vinegar back to wine. The Ika de Amri, there are those who say, Ayakar Chala, Vizdavim Bidme Chamra. Such a massive nace that vinegar should switch back into wine. He wasn't zochah to that. But another nace happened, that there was a huge demand at that point in time for vinegar, and it became even more expensive than wine. So he is able to recover his losses. This, I think, highlights the sometimes we don't recognize what we're missing when we talk about certain chachamim who don't live in our times. We live in a time of darkness. Things aren't going right, and we have to just sit there and try to figure out what is it that we're doing wrong. There was a time in history when people could go to different chachamim and say, "What am I doing wrong?" And they could say, "This is it. You go home, you fix it, and everything's back in order." That's what it means to live in Galus, at a time we don't have such revelation. Tanya, Gemara continues, Abba Binyamin Omar Ashnei Dvarim Hayisi Mitzdar. There are two things that used to bother me. We're up to the widest line on the page. Sorry, Hayisi Mitzdar Koyomai. Al tfilase shetelef nemitasi, that my tfilos, the literal translation is, should be in front of my bed. Va'al mitasi shetehe nesuna bein safon ladarum, and that my bed should be placed from north to south. In other words, my bed should not be placed from east to west. Rather, my bed should be placed from north to south. So the Gemara says, hold on. Al tfilasi shetet lefnei mitasi. My lefnei mitasi, what does it mean that a person should daven in front of his bed? Ilema lefnei mitasi mamish, that a person's tefillah should be actually in front of his bed. You get out of your bed, and there's the shul, right there, in your bedroom. V'amar of Yehuda Amarav, item Yeshua ben Levi, minayin l'mispa'al shalo yehei davar chotzes beino lebein akir. So it's interesting, Gemara asks this question, not the question of maybe he should go to shul, but Gemara asks, there's a problem. A person is supposed to daven in front of a wall, so there's no distractions. If he's davening in front of his bed, he'll have a bed between him and the wall. So just a technical difficulty. Why is he? He sounds like he's yearning and pining for an opportunity to daven in front of his bed. What's so good about davening in front of your bed? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara brings a riot to that. Shenemer v'yasiv chizkiyo panav al akir v'yispal. He turns his face to the wall and he davened. So we see that there's an advantage of davening straight in front of the wall. The Gemara says, you misunderstood the whole thing. It doesn't mean that he should daven in front of his bed. There's no advantage of davening in front of your bed. Rather, lo tem lefnei mitasi, ela ema samach l'mitasi. That means as soon as I get up in the morning, immediately I daven. Instead of a person waking up, attending to all their affairs, and then saying, you know what? You know, let me go daven. He wanted to make sure he gets up, immediately gets out of the house, and goes to daven. So that's what he meant, and he was yearning for that opportunity. Again, this opens up an interesting sugya to whether or not a person should indeed structure their day where they daven immediately, or maybe a person should learn. It seems like there are advantages to learning before davening. That's why we find it's such a common practice amongst people that they actually go to a shir before tefillah, and there's no disadvantage of learning before davening. It's still considered that a person's davening immediately when they wake up. Why do you want his bed to be facing from north to south? So I'm just going to give a little preface over here. We're going to start talking about some concepts over here that are a little bit abstract and a little bit difficult to understand. And some of the things we're talking about with regard to demons, Shadim, Mazikim, they aren't things that we have nowadays. Already the Rambam wrote in the times of the Rambam that they didn't have these things. The Gemara, when it talks about it, there's all different interpretations. Some of it is interpreted as literal, that yes, in the time of Chazal, they saw things differently than we did. And some say, Nishtanu Ativios, and it has changed. And there are those who take the opinion that it's still here, we just don't really see it. I'm not going to lend my opinion, I'm just going to read the Gemara, and we'll see it how it goes. So this is the issue of a person having their bed facing from north to south. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, said, Kol Anosim Mitaso Bein Tzafon L'Darim, anybody puts his bed from north to south, having lebanim zacharim, he's going to have male children. Shenemar utzfonecha tamali bitnam yisbubanim. He wanted to have sons, so therefore he wanted his bed to face from north to south. Amr Nachum Yitzchak Amar af ein ishtuma pelas nafalim. Not only will he have sons, but his wife will actually will merit to carry all of the children to full term, and will not, Rachmana Litzlan, have a miscarriage. And what's the pasuk? Sivhacha utzfunecha tamali bitnam uksivhasam v'yimlu'u yomer loledes v'yinesam bevitna. So we see that the full stomach refers to a person who ultimately carries children to term and then gives birth to a healthy child and doesn't, Rachmana Litzlan, have a miscarriage. The Gemara continues. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, third to last one line of the page. Av Binyamin Omer, Shnaim Shnicht Nesu Lispalo, two people go into shul to Davin, Vikadam Echad Miyam Lispalo, one of them finished first, Velohimtin Eschavero V'yatza. He left his friend in the shul by himself and just went out. So again, some background. In the times of the Gemara, we weren't talking about beautiful Bate Knesios, which were in the middle of the city. Most of the places where they went to Davin were outside the city, and going home was often a dangerous journey. So therefore, if a person finished davening, and only one person was left in shul besides for him, this guy said, listen, I'm in a rush. I got to get home. I got to go to bed. I got to wake up early in the morning. And therefore, he left his friend behind in the shul by himself, which is putting him in physical danger by leaving him there by himself. The Gemara says, if a person does that, they rip up his tefillos. Why? Because it shows such a disregard to the other person. How do you leave someone there by themselves? They have to walk home by themselves. It seems like at this point in time, the Gemara is referring to at night. If they walk home by himself at night, it's very dangerous. And therefore, it's such a lack of Ben Adam L'Chavero to do that under such circumstances, his tefillos are going to be tarfilo tilasa befanov the tirapis tefilah shenemar, for it says tarof nafsho beapo halaman chataz of arts. In other words, is it just because of you that you just will leave the land? Below od, in addition to that, el shagorim l'shchina shetestalik miYisrael. Such a lack of regard to other people causes the shchina to turn away from klai Yisrael shenemar. For it says in the pasuk vayatik tzor mi mekomo, the tzor, the rock, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vein Tzor El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tzor will turn away from the place. Shnemar Tzor Yilat Chateshi. So we see Tzor refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, I just would point out to you, that it's an interesting tosis over here. Again, my time is limited, so I can't do too much of this. But there's a tosis over here that says, the simple understanding is that it's talking about at night. However, he brings here, on the top of Vav HaMinal, if you want to look at it, the first tosis is the third line. He says, Vari hayu ma'achar tfiloso, u'ma'arach ad sheyetzu kulam. He would make sure, the Ri, would make sure to extend his tefillah, because he wanted to wait for every single person. In other words, he wanted to make sure that anybody who came late or anybody who was taking a longer time would have someone to walk home with. If during his tefillah anybody would come to the Beis HaKnesses and he was done, he would take out a sefer and he would wait. The Ri, again, this is not just a regular person. He was a busy person, one of the Bali Tosfos. He would sit, he would take out a sefer and say, listen, I can't leave. Somebody needs an escort. Someone needs to escort them home. And Tosfos says, "V'na'e lahachmer af lanu." Tosfos says it's a nice thing for us to be machmer, even by us. And he clearly writes that this is talking about whether it's during the day or it is at night. And nevertheless, again, it's not as relevant for us. Baruch Hashem, our shul is in the middle of a community. Baruch Hashem, a safe community. But the idea still is there. A person comes to shul, person comes at night, you don't leave them by themselves, especially if it's a person who might actually need an escort to get home, so we don't leave people by themselves in the shul. It's a nice idea. Now the Gemara says, V'im himtin, if a person did indeed wait for everybody, mascharo, what is the schar that the person gets from this? And the truth is, to be fair, right now we're starting Vav Amud Aleph, so I really should have 25 minutes from now. But I won't. Rabbi Chanina says, Zochel brachos halalu. He gets all these brachos. Shnemar, for it says in the pasuk, Lu ikshavta lemitzvosai, vayihi kenar shlomecha, you be filled with peace, v'tzidkaska kikalayam, your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea, vayihi kechol zarecha, v'tzetzoe me'echa. Your children will ultimately be like the sand of the sea. So an enormous amount of bracha comes from a person just being there for other people, for helping other someone out. Someone else is in shul, you don't leave them behind. If you just do something as simple as the chesed of walking someone else home, tremendous bracha comes from that. Tanya. The Gemara says, Abba Binyamin Omer, Ilmali nasata rishus la'ayin liros, if a Kadosh Baruch would have given permission for our eyes to see, ein kol beria yochel lamod b'pnei mazikin, a person will not be able to tolerate all the demons that they would see around them. Amar Abaya, inhu nafishi minan. There are more demons around than us. Pretty intimidating. Bekaima alon ki kasla l'ugya. They're standing around us like a ditch around a hill. Amar Ravhuna kochad v'chad minan. For every person, alpha mismale, 1,000 of them are on his left hand. Uruvavta mimine, and 10,000. From his right. So where did he get this from? The Gemara doesn't say this, but it comes from Yipol Mitzitcha Elef or Vava Miminecha. Yipol Mitzitcha Elef or Vava Miminecha. That's where it comes from. That's why if a person finds himself facing any of these types of things, it's always a good idea to say Kapitel Tzadik Aleph to help remove these things. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hai Duchka Dehevi Bekala Minayu Havi. If you ever gone to a shir and it really wasn't so physically crowded in the shir, but you felt very squished, it's because there are mazikim taking up the space. The Gemara goes on. Hani barchi, our knees, the shalhi, weak knees, sometimes like they shake, minayu. It's because of them. So sometimes you see people like really shaky knees. I don't know, I'm not saying anything, but the Gemara says, because of the mazikim. Hani mani drabanan debalu, the clothing of tzadikim that are getting worn out. Why are they getting worn out? What did tzaddikim do? They sit and learn. They're not doing all types of physical labor. You know why it's getting worn out? It's getting worn out because of the michufi didu, because they're pushing against it. Hani kari dimenakfan, weak feet, minayu. Again, they come from these mazikim. Gemara says, Hayman deboi lemeidalahu, person who wants to know, whether or not there are mazikim surrounding him. Laisi kitma nahila v'nahadar apurya. Person should take the smoke of nahila. Does Rashi say what nahila is?
Sifted ashes.
Sifted ashes. So sifted ashes. And he should pour them on his bed. Ubitzafra in the morning, chazi beikare de tarnagota. He'll see little webbed feet near his bed. Don't try this at home. Don't pour ashes anywhere in your house. Definitely don't pour it near your bed. And if you see webbed feet, the Gemara says that's from the mazikim. Hayman de boila mechzino. A person wants to see these mazikim. It's not just to know if they're surrounding a person's bed. So again, not just pouring the ashes, the sifted ashes near the bed. The person wants to actually see them. Laisi shilyasa de shuntra. Take the shilya is the placenta of the shunrata of a cat. What type of cat? Uchmata bach bas uchmata. The black cat, the daughter of a black cat. Buchrasa, the firstborn, bas buchrasa, the daughter of the firstborn. Velakle benura. She put it into a fire. Lushachke, she grind it up. Velimli animinathi, she put it on their eyes. Okay, v'chazi lahum, the person will be able to see them. Ulushadi beguvta de parzala, you should put it, you should take this thing now, put it into this these iron tubes. V'luchaspe beguspanka de parzala, you close it up with a iron seal. Dilma ganvi mine, maybe they'll steal from him. V'lachte pume, and therefore they should close it up. You shouldn't get hurt from this. In other words, if he wants to see it, you've got to make sure you protect yourself from getting hurt. Rabibi Barabaya, Avarach, Rabibi Barabaya, did this. Chaza v'istak buhu. Sorry, v'istak. He saw them and he got hurt. So again, this is one of the, I can't tell you what will happen if you try this. I'm just telling you, don't try it. But the Gemara says, Rabibi Barabaya did it and he ultimately faced the consequences. So therefore, Bo Rabban and Rachmilei Vitzich, the Chachamim begged Rachmanis on him that he should get better, and Baruch Hashem, he got better. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes on. Tanya, Abaya, Abba Binyamin Amr. Abba Binyamin says, Ein tefila shel adam nishmas el bebeis hakneses. The best place for a person's tefilos to be heard is in the Beis HaKnesses. Shenemar, for it says in the Pasuk, Lishmoa el arinav el atfila. You will hear the Pasuk in Malachim, Lishmoa el arena. We say this in Slichos, Lishmoa el arena bel tefillah. And the Gemara Darshins, B'makom rina, in a place of rina, which is song, sham tehei tefillah. You understand in the Beis HaKnesses where people come to sing Shiros v'tishbachos to Hashem. And in such a place, that is where a person should daven. Amarava barav ada amar vitzik. Binayin shakadosh baruch hu matzu beis hakneses. How do you know that kadosh baruch hu is found inside the shul? Shenera, for it says in the pasuk, alikim nitza badas kel. Alikim, literally, you say this in the yom. A person is found. Kadosh baruch hu is found. Is nitza badas kel in a place where Jews gather. Minayin la'asar shemiz balon shishkinim yomayim. How do you know that when ten people daven, the Shechina, the presence of the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, joins them, for it says, Shnemar L'kim Nitzav Ba'daskel, which means Hashem's presence is found in the congregation of people. Eda is 10. Minayin L'shlosha Shiyoshim B'din, Shechina Imam. How do you know that three people sit in judgment that the Shechina, the divine presence, is with them? Shnemar, for it says, Bekarev Elokim Yishbot, within their midst, Elokim Yishbot, by judgment, Hashem will be there. How do we know that if two people are sitting and learning Torah, Shechina Imam, that the Shechina dwells with them? Shenemar Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem. That means two people are talking. Ishtel Re'eyu, one a person to his friend, and therefore V'yakshiv Hashem. Hashem will listen. So two people are talking and learning together. Kadosh Baruch Hu joins in. My Ulechos Rishmo. That pasuk ends off with the words of the Chos Rishmo. What does that mean? Amar Ravashi, Chishev Adam Lasos Mitzvah. If a person has intention to do a mitzvah, Venenas, and ultimately he wasn't able to fulfill the mitzvah, Lo Velo Asa, he couldn't do it, Ma'ala Bakasav Kilu Asa, it's as if he did it. So the Choshve Shemo means he gets consideration for Shemo, for what he considered doing. So it's as if he did it. In other words, a person who has intention to do something. This is the idea of Machshava Tova Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa. The person has proper intentions to do the right thing. Then, Nenas, something happened against his his will, it was out of his control. Under those circumstances, the person gets credit as if they did it. It's an interesting discussion. Some people actually want to say a person who finds himself in this category is even better than one who does the mitzvah. Why? Because often when we do mitzvahs, we have ulterior motives. When a person has intention to do a mitzvah properly, thoughts are easy. It's easy to think, I'm going to do things properly. If I can't do it at the end, at least I get the schar for the mitzvah, which is consistent with my thoughts. I would encourage people to try to do the mitzvah anyway. But ultimately, we see if a person has the right intentions, it's good. How do we know even one person who sits and learns Torah, Sheshchina Imo, that the Shechina dwells with him, Shnemar, for instance, any place you mention my name, I'll come and bless you. The second wide line, the Gemara just asks a simple question. Hold on a second. Once you told me that Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells even by one person who's learning Torah, trade me by. Why do you have to say that Hashem is there when there's two people who are learning? Of course he's there. Gemara says there's an advantage. When two people talk and learning together, their words are written down in the royal chronicles. Chad lo michtav milei b'sefer zichronos. One person does not merit having his divrei Torah written down in the sefer zichronos. Once you tell me that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with two people who are learning, plus me by, well, I have to tell me that when there are three people who are learning, that Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells with them. Gemara says, now I would have thought dina shalma bi'alma. They're just talking about a din. They're having like a discussion together. The Amahu Veloas Yishchina, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't join. Kamash Mulan teaches us no. When three people are having a discussion, Kadosh Baruch Hu does join. Kamash Mulan, the Dina Nami Hainu Torah, the person is, three people are involved in judgment, that is Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells. V'chim Achad, I feel it lasa, Asar me, boy, once you told me that if three people are learning together, that Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells with them, that how, why do you have to tell me that with 10 people? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Binayin, hold on a second. The Gemara answers, Asara kadma'a shchina va'asya, plus adiyasvi. The Gemara says something fascinating. When 10 people are about to come together to learn, like us in this room now, you know what happens? Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the schedule. He says 10 people are coming to learn. Kadosh Baruch Hu gets there before us and waits for us to start learning. In other words, if there is one person learning, two people, three people learning, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, great, look, people are learning. He comes, he moves in. When 10 people are scheduled to learn together, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes there first. Should we stop here? Should we go a little further? A little further?
Sure.
A little further. Let's finish the Amud, because tomorrow is a very big Amud. Look, turn the page. You'll see what's going on tomorrow. Let's do a little bit more. This is very quick. Amar Rav Avin Bar Rav Ada Bar Amar Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Menech Tefillin. How do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? So just by way of introduction, Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, one of the 13 principles of faith, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have a body. So we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. It doesn't mean Kadosh Baruch Hu has a physical pair of tefillin, but it is a metaphorical discussion that just like we do things for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu does it for us. Gemara says, how do we know he wears tefillin? Shenemar nishba Hashem biyimino ubizra uzo. In the Mino, his right hand, Zutara, that's Torah. Shenemar mimino eish das lomo. The pasuk says in his right, eish das, which refers to the Torah. Ubizra uzo elu tefillin. Uzo is tefillin. How do we know that uzo, which means his strength, is tefillin? Shenemar Hashem oz lamo yitain. We know that the pasuk says Hashem oz lamo yitain. Minayin. Shat tefillin oz him. How do we know that tefillin is referred to as oz, his strength? Oz him li Yisrael. How do you know that tefillin is a strength for Yisrael? Tchsiv, for it says, V'ro kol ami arz k'shem Hashem nikro alecha v'yaru mimekah. They will see that Hashem's name is written on them and they will be scared. They ultimately be fearful of people who are wearing tefillin. Matanya, we still learned the advice of Blazer HaGadol HaYomer. Blazer HaGadol used to say, Elu tefillin shavaros. This refers to the tefillin shavaros. So when people are wearing tefillin, it causes awe among other nations. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, L'Rav Chiya Bar Oven. Hani tefillin, Zemari Alma, the tefillin that Kadosh Baruch Hu wears. Maksiv, what does it say in those tefillin? In other words, our tefillin, we understand, it's for us to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does his tefillin say? He answers, Amalei, Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goyachad baretz. Who is like my nation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin say in it, who is like my nation? And it goes on, Umi mishtabeach kutshabrichu b'shivchad Yisrael. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually take pride in Klal Yisrael. Does he actually spend time giving praise? Gemara says, yes, in the Chsiv es Hashem Amarta Hayom. Hashem Emir Chayom. Hashem talks about Klal Yisrael. Hashem takes pride in Klal Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Tem, Asi Suni Chativa Achas Ba'olam, you did a piece for me, Vani Eskam Chativa Achas Ba'olam, I will do another piece for you. What did you do for me? You recite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, our Lord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one, and ba'ani, I respond, what do I do? I give praise that I have one nation in Klal Yisrael. Amalir of Acha, Brei, the reveler of Ashi. Vacha braid the Rava, the son of Rava said, Ravashi Tenach Bechad, Beisa, that makes sense. That's what it says. We know Tefillin has four compartments. So that fits one compartment. Bishar Bati Mai, what is in the other compartments? It's filling, Armalay, Kimi Goy Gadol, is one pasuk, Umi Goy Gadol, another pasuk, Ashrech Yisrael, another pasuk, O Aniso, the Kim Lovel, the Kachas Got, Logo, Mikachas Goy, is another one, so we're up to five, Ulisitcha Ayoyim, is another one, which is six. Gemara says, hold on, you just gave me six different parashios. Yachi, Nefishali Tuve, you have too many. There's only four compartments. So what do you do with them? Armalay, so the Gemara says, "Ela kimiga gadol, miga gadol, jadami iladadi." Those two are very similar. They go bechad besa. They go into one compartment. And Ashrech Yisrael, mika amcha Yisrael bechad besa. The pasuk of Ashrech Yisrael, mika amcha Yisrael goes in another compartment. Or anisa lekim bechad besa, the which is the pasuk in Yecheskel. It goes in another compartment. L'sitcha elyon bechad besa. Those are the four compartments. V'kulu and all of those, the ksiva ba'adrai, go into the one compartment of the tefillin shel yad. Have a wonderful evening.